the genius, the pshat of basic understanding of the Tfilah of Al HaNisim. Okay, I'm not going to go to the translation of it. I want to go to the hashkafa of it. So there's a few siddurim over here. If anyone wants to share a siddur as well, Al HaNisim, Al HaPorkoin, Al HaGvurois, Al HaTruois, Al HaMelchomois, Shesisulav, Sinimahim, Asmanazem. Exact translation. You're more than welcome to see in the art scroll. But I want to work through a few elements over here that need understanding. Okay, so the first part of the Al-Nisim goes on a historical background. Bemei Matisyo ben Yechon in Kohen Gadol, in the days of Matisyo, Tani Yechon in Kohen Gadol, Chashmonoi Avonov, Chashmonoi and his sons, Kesha Omdo Malchus Yavon Horosho, Al-Amcha Yisrael, when the Malchus Yavon Horosho, the evil Malchus stood up, Al-Amcha Yisrael, on the nation Yisrael, La Hashkichon Toiro Secho, Ula Ha'avirom Michukei Ritzli Necho. They made us forget Lashkichon Toiro Secho, made us forget your Torah, Ula Havirom Michukei Ritzli Necho, and made us be Oiver, made us transgress the Chukim of your wish. Okay? Now what does it mean, your Torah? Lashkichon Toiro Secho, Ula Havirom Michukei Ritzli Necho. Now if you look over here, it's a beautiful, beautiful piece from the Sifsei Chaim. Sifsei Chaim is of Chaim Friedlander. Zeich Tzadik Livracha. He brings over here, Torah Yisrael Umat Chachmas Yavam. Now he says this is the key to really understanding the depth behind the conflict between Klal Yisrael and Yavam. Okay? He says over here, Chazal b'nusach Tfilas Al HaNisim, Chazal in a nusach of the Tfilas Al HaNisim, Romzu Lonu, gave us a hint, Velimudeinu b'lishoyim ha-meduktuk, and taught us in a very specific, concise loshon, Esmuhut v'kavonat gezeres Yavam. The idea behind the intention that Yavonim had in order to annihilate Klal Yisrael, commotion inspire. In other words, I talked about this in the past at various different times. The Chassid Shereb say the difference between Chanukah and Purim is brought down already in Shulchan Aruch. The difference between Chanukah and Purim is that a Chanukah is a tzolas hanefesh, and Purim is a tzolas haguf. Chanukah is all about our soul was saved, because as far as Yavonim were concerned, they didn't mind if Jews survived. On the contrary, they were very happy to have Jews in the Olympics. You know, Jews are great sportsmen. Yeah, the encyclopedia of great Jewish sportsmen. Yeah, the one-page version. The Jews are great sportsmen. They don't mind. They don't mind. Yeah, we'll get to that soon. Right? They don't mind Jews being sportsmen. They don't mind. But what they did hate was the identity of the Jewish mind. Yeah, that what we're going to see now. Okay, that was a fight against the Jewish soul. They don't mind. They didn't mind Jews surviving. On the contrary, though, with Achashverosh, they didn't mind Jews being, you know, keeping their Torah, but there doesn't be any Jews at all. They wanted to annihilate the Jewish nation. It's communism versus Nazism. Okay? Nazism is kill all the Jews, relevant whether they're keeping it or not. Communism is no, keep them, but let's try and use them as much as we possibly can for our uses. If not, we kill them. Okay? That's communism against Nazism. What's the difference? Therefore, explain that the Shulchan Aruch, that with communism, if it's against the mind, we celebrate with the mind. Yeah, Hoydus Lahalo, we praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu. When it comes to a celebration of the guf, with the body, that is Purim, and if we celebrate with our body, we don't celebrate with our mind that much, right? Limit how much one can, with Johnny Walker, sort of a bit of blood in Johnny Walker. But that is the idea of the difference between Chanukah and Purim. Explain the Sfasemis explains that this Chusharim is he says that what's the difference between a guf and a nefesh? A guf, you save a person, it makes no difference whether he's tall or short, whether he's stout, whether he's slim. A body is a body. What is a body? And therefore Purim, you look after yourself, you look after your body, there's no extent in how much a person celebrates on Purim. A body's a body. Give it a longer option, makes no difference. Yeah, a person's a body. However, when it comes to a neshama, when it comes to the mind, when it comes to the dedication of connecting myself with the Rebbeinu Shleilam, there's infinite amounts of levels a person can reach. And therefore, let's say a person's going on a journey, a person's going on a trip in a boat. And on a boat, all different levels, you've got class A, class B, class C, and you've got on class C, you've got this nebuch, this poor person, got this little sack full of his old clothes and his old shoes, and on the top level, on the class A, you've got the people who have all the diamonds and all the jewels and everything else, because they're going out to sell them across the sea. And now the sea you know, it gets very wild and the boat's about to capsize, and Nes Min HaShemayim, unbelievable, mamash last second the boat managed to hold together, and they made it across the sea. Right? So those people who had a huge amount of wealth with them are celebrating a lot more, because they know if the boat got lost, that's it. They've lost everything. They've lost so much, and now they got saved. They're celebrating a lot more than those people who ultimately had very little to lose. Says the Bachsid Sherebis, they say therefore that with Chanukah, which is dealing with an Ashama, with celebrating the fact that we can keep the Torah, therefore there's Mahadrin, and there's Mahadrin min a Mahadrin, and there's all different levels of celebration. There's not just one level of celebration, because each person within their level of connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately is celebrating the fact that he had the possibility now to reconnect and rejoin himself to something he could have lost. And therefore that's why Dafka with Chanukah, which is celebration of our Neshama, do we have different levels of Me'ikah Hadin, Mahadrin, and Mahadrin min a Mahadrin. That's why different levels. So he says over here, Lashkicham Teira Secho, he doesn't say Lashkicham Teira. Why? So he says, Kanusachu, the celebration of Chanukah, is the wanted to Lashkicham Teira Secho, to make us forget that your Torah. V'loi Lashkicham Teira, says Sisra Chaim, not to forget the Torah. There's nothing wrong with learning Torah. They had no problem with Jews learning Torah on an intellectual level. Yeah, you get science, you get people learning Torah on an intellectual level. They were not happy with the fact that the fact of the gavlus of Torah, the element of Torah, is a cut above. That is actually the main pinnacle point of a person's life. He beglaushi he toiroscha, that it is your Torah. Torah Hashem, it is a Torah of Hashem, ma'al leseichel hanushi, which is beyond our intellect. Vona koifathim, and we subjugate, umuvatlin nesichleinu, and we cancel out our minds, mlifnei haseichel eloki, in order to connect with our Kodesh Baruch Hu seichel. Hamisgale lomu batera, that reveals itself in the Torah. Ve'es ha'yichiduyoif hazeh shol Torah Hashem rotsu lashkiach. And that uniqueness of Torah they wanted to make us forget. In other words, there's no problem with us learning Torah as a science. You know, you get biology and you get chemistry, you get Torah. Talmudics. What they were against was Lashkicham Torah Secho. That is an element that is God's Torah. That is a certain element where we don't understand something. When we don't understand science, that's it, there's a problem with the science. We don't carry on. With Torah, it's not like that. Lashkicham Torah Secho means you don't understand it, it's our problem. We don't understand it. But the Torah is true. And therefore we have to subjugate ourselves and connect ourselves with the Torah whether we understand it or not. That is what they were against. That they couldn't stand. How can you possibly learn through a Torah more than a science? How can you define your whole life on something which is sometimes beyond you? How can you take something that is just merely a knowledge and say, I don't understand it? But it doesn't matter. It's my problem. I've got to carry on. That is what the Yevonim couldn't stand. You want to learn a Gemara? Learn Gemara. You want to learn Torah? Learn Torah. But to learn Torah and get to a stage where, you know, it doesn't make sense. You know, you don't say that, hey, this is crazy, it doesn't make sense. No. I don't make sense. That is what the Yevonim couldn't take. So Lashkicham, not Torah, not to forget the Torah. Lashkicham Torah Secho, to forget your Torah Hashem. Because it's something that they wanted to break down the uniqueness of Torah, that it's something which is divine, something which is beyond the regular Chochmah. That was what they couldn't stand. And he carries on. And he said, that's Peshat. The Fiza Novin Gamet Hemshech Tfilah. Now we can understand the continuation of the Tfilah. Ula Haviram Michukeirat Seinecho. And to push them off the Chukeirat Seinecho, the Chukim of your Ratzon. Now, what's Chukim? So explains that this. Shaharei Michukeirat Seinecho, Michukim are ununderstandable elements of mitzvahs. Things that are counterintuitive sometimes. But we still do them. So what b'shat la'aviram, and to take them off the derech mechukei ritzei necho, from the chukim of your rotsim. What's the idea behind that? Explain that this. Shari yish lishol, there is what to ask, says Reb Chaim. Madua mahidgishu chazal mechukei ritzei necho. Why did they talk about the chukim of your rotsim? V'loi omru la'aviram mechukecho, from your chukim, mechukim mechukei ritzei necho, the chukim of your rotsim. Yiseirim mezu, even more than that. Hari mitzvahs Hashem nechlokos l'shleisha sugim. The mitzvahs are split up into three different categories. Eidos, Chukim, and Mishpatim. And it goes into different three. What are Eidos, Chukim, Mishpatim? Mishpatim are laws that are based on seichel. Heim ha-mitzvahs ha-sichliyos. These are the logical mitzvahs. So then Odom lechaveira that are between man and man. Kmoi lesignoiv, don't steal. Tashem schasocher, pay a person they owe money to, they did a job for you. Shehein muvonos umukabolis aseicho anushi, they are understandable and accepted upon the human intellect. Eidus, what's Eidus? Eidus are mitzvahs that are not directly connected to normal intellect, but they shmaskiros lona esa ovar. They are there to remind us of our past. Hamachayv with some love of Hashem, in order to remind us and to obligate us to keep Hashem. Kagoy, Shabbos, Zeichel Amayse Bereishis. Why keep the Shabbos? To remind us of Zeichel Amayse Bereishis, remind us of Chiddush Olam, the creation of the world. Alidei Haboiri Yisporach, through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation. Matzah, Zeichel Yisiyas Mitzrayim, to remind us of Yisiyas Mitzrayim. Ochein, Gamzu Tzug HaMitzvahs Hazeh Muvim B'Seichel. Also this kind of mitzvah is based on Seichel, is based on logic. Okay, so you have, Torah has Chukim, Eidus and Mishpatim. So let's start Mishpatim. Mishpatim is the category of mitzvah that is based on human logic. Every society has human logic. You know, there's human logic that is machayva to stop at a red light. Because if you don't stop at a red light, and he doesn't stop at a red light, there's going to be accidents. And therefore the mishpatim, the laws of the land obligate us to stop by the red light. Yeah, the laws of the land tell me, don't steal. If everyone steals, the whole place will fall apart. The Torah says, don't murder. That's mishpatim. What are edus? Edus are things that are there as a signage, a thing to remind us of our heritage, to remind us about doing things. Eating matzah reminds us of Yetzias Mitzrayim, imbues us with emunah. Yeah? Shabbos reminds us of Bris HaOlam, encourages us to understand what we're doing the whole week is all for the sake of a tachlis, for a purpose. That makes sense. But there are certain things called chukim. Chukim, he explains over here, atuzois ha-chukim, Heima mitzvahs she'ein onu mavinin oisom. There are chukim that we don't understand. Chukim are, how do you translate in English?
Statutes.
Which do not have pshat. For example, kisoil al-zovel, taking the soil on Yom Kippur and throwing it down a cliff. What pshat is it? What's the idea behind that? Shatnas. What's the idea behind shatnas? Im kein, madua tiknon chukir tzeinecho. Why? Listen to this, Rabbi Isai. Why did it say Al Anisim that the Yevonim were trying to get at us by stopping us and keeping Chukei Ritzei Necho, the Chukim of your Rotzen? You're not making us not keep the Chukim. One second. What are the Yevonim stopping us from doing? For Halo HaYevonim goes with Gamal Shabbos. The Yevonim said he can't keep Shabbos either. What Shabbos? An Eidus. So why are you talking about Chukim? Never told us to keep Chukim. Did the Yevonim stop us keeping Shatnas? No, let us keep Shatnas. And it doesn't say anything about us keeping our Shatnas. Right? They never let us keep Shabbos. They never let us keep Ris Mila. Okay? That's not Chukim. Those are Eidus. So why are you talking about the stop us keeping Chukei Ritzei Necho? It's not Chukim that stopped us. Stop us keeping from Eidus. And what's Ritzei Necho of your will? That's Chukim. What's Ritzei Necho? It should have said, the Chayor Hayroi Lema Lahavirim and Mitzvei Secho. They wanted to push us from your mitzvahs. Avol, so he answers, Kach yesh ahazbeis advoi, we've got to explain the things like this. Im Am Yisrael, hoyim mekaimim edus mishpatim. If Klal Yisrael kept the edus mishpatim, biglal, because, shehim evinim besichrom, shekach tzorech mohogin l'atois. If Klal Yisrael kept those things that they could understand, because they understand it, lo yehoyah ha'evonim isnagin l'kach. The Yevonim would have no problem with that. In other words, if the Jews kept the mitzvahs logically alone, they only kept the logic mitzvahs because the logic dictates that's what you have to keep. Fine. If it's based on logic, I can come to terms with. I can come to terms and say, the Yevonim, I understand what you're doing. Absolutely, you're on board. Fine. Using a logic, that's fine. Keep all the mitzvahs according to your logic. I have no problem. But sorry, Gam Chochmas Yovam Mechayv and Asus Mishpatim with the Tekonis. Even in Yovam, even in Greece, they had to have certain Tekonis and Mishpatim. Otherwise, the play falls apart. Apish Seichel Adam, according to their logic. Van Hogas Hamadina Ubiyachse Enoish to Eles Hatoshim Hanushos. In order to keep the country moving in the correct direction. Avol, what Klal Yisrael? Onu Mechayim Es Chukei Hashem Yisparach Sh'ein Lo Natam Golui. We keep the Chukim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that has no reason behind it either. The Ah! Even those logical mitzvahs that we do keep, we don't keep the mitzvahs because they are logical. We keep the mitzvahs because Shekach tzivah Hashem Yishborach, that's how Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded us. The Kotz Rebbe used to say, why does the Torah tell us to keep this mitzvah? Why do we keep this mitzvah? The Torah commanded us? The answer is, because the Torah commanded us to keep this mitzvah. Think about that, okay? Like many other things he says. In other words, the reason why we keep mitzvahs is not because of the logic behind it. Even those logical mitzvahs we keep is only because we think it's logical. And therefore we connect logic as well to keeping of the mitzvahs. But every mitzvah we keep ultimately is the understanding that we do not know what's going on. We have no idea understanding the infinite mind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have no shaykhus with it. We're billion, billion, billion miles away from it. Okay? So why do we keep all the mitzvahs? Only because every single mitzvah is Ratzon Hashem. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And therefore, the fact that we keep the chukim, the fact that we keep understandable mitzvahs, shows that we're not doing things logically. We're doing things because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do it. And therefore, even those mitzvahs that we did do logically, even those mitzvahs do have logic, we're not keeping them because they're logical. We're keeping them because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do it. That completely destroyed Greek logic. That completely destroyed the Greek ideology. They say, keep any mitzvah you want because it's logical. But once you're starting using because Hashem told me to, that we can't deal with. And therefore, it was, that's Peshatim al Anisim now. We wanted to make you forget your Torah. Your Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu. What's your Torah? Torah not as a science, but as something that is absolutely Torah Sechot, that is beyond your logic, it is beyond Sechot, is a Kodesh Baruch Hu's mind working through the Torah. That they couldn't understand. They can't understand how you can get to a Shver Tzeis and it's a Tzorachim. Can't understand what Tzeis is saying and you move on. Hey, this is crazy. Tzeis is a load of rubbish. Chas v'sholem. We don't understand it. That's Torah Sechot. That is beyond science. That's what annoyed them. Number one. Number two, Ula Haviro Mechukei Ritzoinecho. If they would have kept the mitzvahs with Seichel, fine, says the Seiri of Onim. But La Haviro Mechukei Ritzoinecho. But when it's working with chukim, when you're working with things that are counterintuitive sometimes, or understandable, and we still keep them, La Haviro Mechukei Ritzoinecho. And we still keep the chukim, it's necho, keep the rot. Why do we keep the chukim? Because it's retzei necho. It's a kodesh baruch hu's rotzen. Well, we have no shaykhus with it. That is what they couldn't take. And that's why lahavir mechukim retzei necho. That's why I want to take Klal Yisrael away from there. Klal Yisrael's whole Yisrael is based on nafsi v'nishma. It's based on, you know, we don't know. We don't understand, but we do it anyway. That is complete opposite to Yavam. Lahavir mechukim retzei necho. Now, what was the counter to that? How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu fight that? How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu show us in a time in history that the Yevonim are so wrong? It carries on the tefillah over here. That's by the way, there's a beautiful vah here. It says over here in the Darki Musa, brings down. Va'atov rachmecha rabim, and you with your rachamim, umadato lehem be'eith tzarosom. You help them in their time of tzar. Rato esri vav. You took up their arguments. Dan testing, he took up their din. Nakantes nik masom, he took their nakama. I mean there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah is falling apart. Klal Yisrael is falling apart. We saved your Torah. Yeah? We saved your world. What's going on over here? That's not Rapta, Srivon, Dan testing, it was their fight. It wasn't the fight that they had a little scrap between them and their enemies. It's your Torah, Bein Shalom. What's going on here? Yeah? So Yaakov Naiman, a very, very, very important point. One of the main elements people use generally against intermarriage is, you know, what's going to be the Torah? You know, if everyone intermarries, the Torah is going to fall apart. The answer is no. The world is never going to allow Torah to fall apart. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never, ever allow Torah to fall apart. The question is, where's your part going to be in the Torah? Where are you going to be connected to the Torah? Christ will carry on. Whether you intermarry or not, you know what? We'll carry on without you. But for your own sake, would you be part of our lineage? Would you be part of our Messiah? Would you be part of the Torah? Would you be part of the Am Segula? You've got to know, it's your own personal fight. If you say it's Hashem's fight, it's nothing to do with me, yeah, Hashem doesn't take up your fight. The fact that they took it personally, I want to be a part of the Torah. I want to be a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. I want to be a part of the Torah. That is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu took up the fight. It wasn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu's fight. It was Rav Tosh Rivon. It was their fight. Dan Tosh Dinon, the Kan Tosh Nikmason. Yeah? It was their fight. They thought, it's me. I'm going to lose out. If I don't keep Torah, it's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's going to lose out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loses out nothing. What's the most beautiful tefillah we say, the Holy and the Ila? We say, in Tutstak, and if we are right, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu gain? If we do things right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gain something by it. It's not, it's we gain. We, as Jews, can gain ultimately by connecting with the Rebbeinu Shloim. And if I don't gain, and Chas V'Shalom, I'm not part of it, I lose out. So it's Rav Tosh Rivon, Dan Tosh Dinon, the Kan Tosh Nikmason, they felt it was their own personal fight. And that wasn't ultimate, you have to remember tonight. A person, if they marry out, they're going to lose. Chas V'Shalom will survive. What's going to be the Jewish nation? We'll manage very well without you. But you're not going to be part of it. And that's a tragedy. So the Kan Tosh Nikmason, okay? Mesalta Gvayim Yad Chaloshim. So the Kodesh Baruch, you know what? Yovan, you're fighting with logic. I'll show you a bit of logic now. Work this one out, boys. Mesalta Gvayim Yad Chaloshim. They put strong ones in the hand of Chaloshim, in the hand of weak ones. Now how does that work? How does that work? How does it work that strong people suddenly are won over by weak people? V'Rabim Yad Miatim. How is it possible that the many people win over, or won over, by Ma'atim, by few people? That is counter-logical. Yovan, are you using logic over here? Is that all you work? You work with logic? It doesn't work, Yovan. You know why? Because here you have a huge army of hundreds of thousands of people with huge elephants, and they get completely annihilated by a small group of ragtag frummers. Yeah, that's all it is. How does that work out? Put that in logical. Put that in the pipe and smoke it. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know why? Because it doesn't always work according to what you see as physical logic. Why? What was really was, because on the other side, there's something called Torah, there's something called Kedusha, and there's something called Oiske Soro Secho. And that is greater than any of your power, like we discussed in the shiur last week. That is a greater power than any of the logical power that Yovan has. Okay? That's what he says over here. The Zedim and Oiske Soro Secho, Oiske Soro Secho, explained very briefly. Zedim is Gaiva. Zedim is a lotion of I know better. Zaydim, I know better. I can control my reality. I know what I'm doing. Oiske Soro Secho takes humility. To learn Torah, sometimes you just realize you throw your hands and say, I don't know Pshat, but Torah is Torah. Yeah? Torah is Torah. And therefore, Zaydim be'al Oiske Soro Secho. The opposite to Zaydim. The opposite to Yovan was Oiske Soro Secho. Those people who work hard in Torah and just say, Rebbeinu Shloim, I need your help over here. It's beyond me. And if I don't understand it, it's my fault, not yours. That's Oiske Soro Secho. And ultimately, the end, what happened was, just wrap it up, he says over here, what happened was, the nace was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if you don't see it clearly, I'm going to make a nace of the Shemen. The Shemen is something physical, like we discussed last week, and the physical logic is going to win, is going to be won over, by Kedusha, by Torah. And therefore, that is ultimately what's happening in Al-Nisim. He just carries on one last little paragraph over here, very, very sharp. He says, look on the page Ein Dalad. Last page over here. Could have gone into more detail, just didn't have the time. There's another page over here if you have. You got this? Gam, he brings over here. Gam Kayoim. Get this over here. Gam Kayoim, the 2.5 paragraph down on page Ein Dalad. Gam Kayoim. La'acha she'ovaz man rav mishuras Hashem. Even today, when many years have passed, since the Kodesh Baruch Hu helped us, miad Yovon, the Gizei Roiseho, from the hands of Yovon, and their terrible Gizeis and terrible decrees, Adain Onu Mutsuyim B'Sakonas HaChoshech. Today we're still living in the Sakona, in the danger of Choshech, Shal Yovon, of Greece, Hamiz Yavnim Hamekainim Zmanenu, of those Yovonim that are surviving today. K'loizu Bulvav, not only that alone, Shein Mesalfin Umezaifin Esamohusha Matisyo Bonov. They change the whole thing of Matthew Bonner looked like. He looked like some kind of cool guy, you know, with he's one of these very, very tall, masculine, Jews, you know, with the little kippah on, and there he is fighting there, he's, you know, standing there with his rocket launchers. That's how they make Matthew Bonner, which wasn't the case. They were kohenim, they were little puny Tamil Chachamim. Shaloch Mumbum Mesiris Nefesh, Laka is Koch Masyovon, they fought in the Mesiris Nefesh. To fight against the Chochmah of Yovan, the Tarbuso, and its Talbus and its culture, Hakileles es Betuach Haguf, that actually they fought against the culture of cultivating the body. Listen to this. The Ilu, in other words, the old times, the Yevonim represented cultivating the body and making the body glorious, making the body beautiful. Yeah, they had naked Olympics. That was the ultimate of physicality of the Yevon. It's all about the body. Everything was about the body. And the Jews were completely out there to completely destroy that culture, to show that everything is about not about the body. It's about the neshama, right? So what they do today, the Ilu, Misyavnis Manenu, the Yevonim today of the Jewish nation, Oisim Tachriyos, they make competitions, Umischakim and games, Halakuchin Mitoyavas Yevon, that are taken from the culture of Greece, for Korin Lehem Ashem Ulichah Makabim, and they call the games Maccabiah games. Hayesheker Godol Mizeh, is there any greater lie than that? In other words, today is Maccabiah games, where they're using Yevon and saying that's Maccabim, that is what the Chashmonaim fought for. Yeah, that's not just a coincidence. That is absolute cynicism, where they're taken ultimately the perfect thing where they fought against. Say, oh, that is Maccabi. Now that is what they fought for. Complete cynicism, and that is that. As Svatana says, do you know why we don't light the menorah outside anymore? We just light the menorah outside the house. Light it inside the house. Because the Yetzer Hara has come from outside the house to inside the house. Yeah? That's what he says. And if we've got to know, inside us, are we ultimately Yevonim? Or are we the size of Maccabim? Or the size of Chashmonaim? Well, we don't understand something the Rabbonim say. We don't understand something the Torah says. They're crazy, it's ridiculous, this is mad. That is Yevon. Or do we have the humility to say, you know what? I am too small to understand this. I've got to work towards understanding this. That is the Maccabim. That is the Chashmonaim. Or sometimes I will never understand it, but it doesn't mean it's not true. That is ultimately what it's saying over here. That the idea behind Yevon was, use your intellect alone, use nothing else. We say, Lavim Torah Secho, Tashkichan Torah Secho, to forget your Torah. That ultimately it's a godly Torah. It's above and beyond just human intellect. It's based, the fact that we can chukim shows how deeply against the whole Yevonite culture we are, the Greek culture we are, that we keep the chukim. And even those things that we do understand as logic, we still understand is beyond us. And therefore the chukir is what they're against. And ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the war and made the Nes Shemen be done in such a way that ultimately intellect was not used. It was counterintuitive. How can a few people win against so many? And because of that, the Nes Hashemen also applied that the physicality was overcome, the logic was overcome by something that is over and above, and that is why we celebrate Hanukkah, and we have to make sure that Chas v'Chalila, the Yevon has been destroyed from us, and we don't actually practice what we fought for so strongly all those years back.
What is the fundamental difference between Yevon and like Edom?
Edom is... there is a famous Shamshon Fol Hirsch, and he says, and he splits up the three different, very very sad, it's very very sad, he splits up Shem, Chom and Yofet in Parashas Bereishis into three different cultures. Shem, the Semites, are very into the intellect, okay? Chom,
we come from Shem,
is just using the intellect, yes. Chom are the Africans, put it very mildly, right? I mean, just put it very, very loosely, are people who are only involved in the body, and Yofes, where they have the beauty of both. That the body, they feel that the body can build up the intellect. And he talks about the German nation, how beautiful, you know, how cultured they are, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, yeah? Shame is all about the mind. If the body does not, it's not important, right? Obviously you've got to have a healthy body, otherwise your mind falls apart as well. But that's not the idea. And he writes over there, like, you see the culture, you see the amazing culture. Yes, it's brought up in Germany. If he would have only been alive a few more years, yeah, he would have seen how Yefes, with their mind, can take bodies and completely Yefes is a culture of putting both together. Yeah. The mind, how mind can use a mind to work out how to destroy human bodies to such an extent so quickly. Yeah, he never, he died before that. But Yefes, ultimately, you know, he speaks very, very shiningly about Yefes. You know, it doesn't say that's the ultimate is Shem. Yeah, but Yefes, if he saw, waited a few more years, he would have seen how badly Yefes can react by using the mind with the body.
Edom is from Shem, no?
Edom is not from Shem.
Edom is also
Yefes? Edom is, was split up, eventually was split up. Edom is basically Yefes. We went to Ashkenaz, it's represented by Yefes, not represented by Shem.
So, between Edom and Yavan...